Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Lena Munoz, date of birth 5/30/1975, date of procedure December 15, 2023. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Golter Dio, referring physician is Dr. Higuera Flores, Adrian. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold smear, polypectomy, and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is family history of colon cancer, abdominal pain, dyspepsia, encounter for screening colonoscopy, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedators for anesthesia, service with monitor anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and a man's into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position, period. The digital exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-3-2, period. The patient tallied the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one, the Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted in the antrum body. Biopsies were obtained separately for histology. Next line. There was an area in the antrum just prepyloric at the 3 o'clock position that had an irregular discoloration and appeared to have a slight yellow hue. Period. This did not look like a nodule or a polyp, Biopsies were obtained in the area for histology. This area is approximately 6 to 7 millimeters in size. Period. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 2 hepatic flexure polyps. They were both sessile and removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size, and the other one was approximately 8 millimeters in size. Next line, there was, to the area where we talked about the 2 hepatic flexure polyps. Please note that the that a hemoclip was deployed over the area that was snared for the 1 centimeter polyp for hemostasis. Next line, there was a sessile ascending colon polyp that was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. This was approximately 6 millimeters in size. Next line, there was Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Period. Next line. It is important to note that in the left side of the colon, there was solid food debris that was fibrous in material. This was lavaged and moved in order to reveal the underlying mucosa. Period. Next line. There was also left-sided diverticulosis that narrowed the lumen. Making visualization inspection slightly more difficult. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, would recommend CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation. Next line. After the procedure, discussion was had with husband and wife and the patient, Lena, per the office note, there were colon polyps noted in 2021 that were not removed. At that time period, after discussion, the husband noted that in Colombia, usually they have colonoscopies and then are referred back in order to have the polyps removed if polyps are found on the first colonoscopy period. It does not sound that he was being referred. It did not sound like she was being referred to surgery, but to another endoscopist to remove the polyps, period. Records are unfortunately unavailable at this time, period. There was no evidence of any large polyps or masses noted on my exam today.